Hey guys, it's the Lone Wolf here, back with another episode of the Lone Wolf Podcast, where I talk about random stuff for no apparent reason on a bi-weekly schedule. How fun. So I know it's been a while, and, you know, it's June, so happy Pride Month, Mental Awareness Month, or something along the lines of that. Black Soul Month, or whatever it is. A lot of things are happening in the month of June right now. We got news about Pokemon, we got Miss Marvel, we have Obi-Wan Kenobi that I haven't watched, and I'm not going to, because I think sometimes Star Wars is just complicated, to say the least. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I did watch Star Wars A New Hope, or whatever the first movie that came out, production order-wise. I don't know anymore. A New Hope, I think that's it. Watched it, didn't want to bother seeing the rest of the trilogy because I felt like that was just a good conclusion. Like, it was a solid movie in general, right? And don't want to be bothered with other Star Wars content. Because I don't know, and like production wise, like let's just get this out of the way. Star Wars is a mess production wise. Everything is just so, in a way, hypocritical on itself, and like within the fan base, within the production, and everything like that. Like Lucasfilms, right, needs to get their act together. Like, and they're kind of doing it with Mandalorian, right? They're kind of doing it. I say kind of. I hope. And then you have all these like other shows and everything. They're trying to build like, you know, Star Wars Cinematic Universe, similar how like Kevin Feige would do it, right? Oh no. It's just the things that have been going on, how like in a way like Lucasfilms have been kind of hypocritical on themselves. I don't. In terms of like, oh, like race and diversity and everything like that. I'm like, I don't know anymore. I ain't rooting for Lucasfilms anymore if they're gonna be like this. You know, like I'm aware with Kelly Marie Tran, who was in Star Wars, who is Rhea from Rey and the Last Dragon, a movie that I have not seen because I don't know, just watching a movie that looks like it was just kind of in a way the most weirdest thing to me. And I don't see Raya as a Disney princess, Loki. Like, stop giving every female Disney character the Disney princess title, Disney. You know, like, not everybody in your catalog of characters needs to be a Disney princess. They can stand on their own. And that's why I personally, like, think adult, but that's beside the point. Yeah, so Kelly Marie Tran, you know, got backlash. For, I guess, existing, I don't know, I haven't seen the Skywalker trilogy or whatever they're called, the Rey trilogy, if you will. I haven't seen it yet, because apparently Rey sucks as a character for some weird reason. Not gonna watch it, not gonna bother to do so, right? And apparently Kelly Marie Tran was in those movies and everything like that, and she got backlash for apparently existing, and I'm like, what the heck? You want representation, but you don't. And then I think John Boyega, if I'm wrong, the one that played Finn in Star Wars, right? You know, he got, you've seen the Chinese poster for his movie, for Star Wars, right? His picture kept ever so getting smaller every time, right? And then I'm just like, Lucasfilms, like, stop creating controversies, you know, and maybe, like, I don't want to say get your fan base in order, but, like, pull it into a good direction where we can go back to liking you instead of hating you. Anyway, this ain't about Lucasfilms, or anything for that matter, considering I should know nothing about this, but here I am just blabbering, right? We're gonna talk about Miss Marvel, because it came out like not too long ago, and everything like that. And just my two cents on the whole thing. And let's just get this out of the way here. Miss Marvel isn't the show for everyone. It's not. It's okay to hate on the Disney Plus Marvel TV shows. It's okay to hate on them. You know, I think we're so in this like Marvel-esque bubble where we kind of have to like everything that they do, and like you know, that's a good thing, right? But for me, I'm not I'm in two opinions where I can see why people hate them and I can see why people like Marvel. You know, we have the whole my trash can, everybody. We have these whole diversity of characters, right? And they're all different, they're all unique, and everything like that. I haven't read the comics because I'm freaking lazy and I don't want to spend my money because I'm freaking broke. I am broke AF. Okay? I'm trying to get a passport soon and that's like a lot of money and I don't ain't got that much money. So if you want to financially support me, my links are down below. Anyway, but yeah, I'm just like, I don't know. When I saw the first Miss Marvel trailer, my first impression, reaction, whatever it is, right? The first thing I thought of was, oh no, she's going to be a Captain Marvel wannabe. And I don't like it. Yeah, like, we get it. We know in the comics she wants to be Captain Marvel, but then, you know, realizes that, oh, she's gonna grow and be her own individual, right? Miss Marvel, as we all know and love her for it. But you know, from the trailers alone, like, oh, we're gonna see a Captain Marvel wannabe, which not necessarily a bad thing if you like Captain Marvel, but I particularly don't like her. Okay, so I think this plays into my thing with Miss Marvel, right? Because I don't really like Captain Marvel, right? It makes me, I feel like that's influencing my point of view for Miss Marvel. Now, I get it. Miss Marvel's kind of OP, kind of like Superman sort of thing, right? In terms of power set, OP, you know, was able to come to Earth for 4 minutes to defeat Thanos, but failed because we kind of had to make a way for Tony Stark to use the gauntlet, right? I don't know. I haven't seen Endgame. I know. Shocking. Yeah, I haven't seen Endgame. Yeah, I don't care what you say about me. I just kind of really got into the MCU with WandaVision and then watched a couple of movies prepping for said WandaVision just because some movies were on Netflix and I just wanted to watch them, okay? So with that being said, yeah, I haven't seen Endgame. I get it, it's like a masterpiece, right? But I never grew up with the MCU, right? I never did. Unlike Kamala Khan, I never did. I just kind of got roped in it because of Infinity War, because people were talking about it. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna watch this movie. And I didn't question anything because, you know, it's a movie. It should have a beginning, it should have an end. You know, yeah, it would be nice to know some of the background of these characters, but I would rather read Wikipedia articles because I'm a big weirdo. So, you know, I never really got too attached to these characters, and then because of that, I kind of got interested in like gender politics and bleh, and like, you know, like watching video essays on YouTube about why a character is the way that they are, right? And one of them I happened to stumble upon was a Captain Marvel video essay, and also Natasha Romanoff, and how like one character is written better than the other, right? And I get it. Captain Marvel is OP. She overpowerful. So overpowerful that she can, you know, defeat Thor in a match if she wanted to. And she could have with What If Episode 7. But then Thor is Thor, so let's just I didn't like Episode 7 and What If in general, so there's that to consider, right? But yeah, and I get it. People like Captain Marvel because of the power set that she has and her background, I guess. But I don't know, because I was like so introduced. I was introduced to Captain Marvel, not even Captain Marvel via the MCU, via Disney XD's Marvel TV shows, right? Because I was scrolling around YouTube one day and decided to freaking watch it, and it was Kamala Khan and how like, she was like, oh, she's in the Avengers and everything like that, and then, what's it called? And she met Captain Marvel, and she saw how powerful she is, and that was my introduction to her. Sort of like, oh, like an idol that Kamala Khan idolized from a Disney XD short. Yeah, we're going back there, baby. So, then I just kind of read and watched a bunch of like video essays on Captain Marvel and why she's, in a way, like, in a way representing like female characters and superheroes in general, but the OP version of, female superheroes in general. And I don't know, like, part of me didn't like that, right? Me being me thinking, why am I speaking like this? Me thinking, why do I not see her have a mental breakdown? Like, I'm sorry. For me to like a character, right? They need to have like a sign of weakness and a mental breakdown of some sort, right? Because then, like we can actually have a reason to relate to these characters and everything like that. But for me, because Captain Marvel was seen as an idol, I always just seen her as a superhero idol and like very OP and everything like that. Like, she's in a way demonstrated to me as someone who doesn't have any flaws, which is super annoying because we're in 2022 and I want flaws in all my characters, okay? We have characters that are strong, but they're also weak and everything like that, and like their differences and everything. And finding out, like, oh, what makes a character so unique that it's easy to differentiate between two, for example, and not because I have a Marvel poster of them right now, Spider-Man, Peter Parker, and Miles Morales, right? Even though they share the same mantle, two separate things, two different backgrounds, conflicts, things that they have to go through, right? And I find Miles Morales a very interesting character, because he, even though he's like Kamala Khan, and in a sense, in terms of like age and everything like that, right? And like, they kind of, in a way, go through the same thing. What sets them apart, besides their race, diversity, culture, and everything like that, right? Just the stuff that they go through and learn, and hopefully that they learn that, hey, they can be their own superhero and don't have to copy Peter Parker or Carol Danvers and everything like that. And since only episode one came out, we're just seeing Kamala Khan as a Captain Marvel wannabe. I do hope that the show gets better, right? I think episode one of Miss Marvel, right, was the episode that made me pause a lot on my Disney Plus account. Because like I was like pointing out like the animation and everything like that when I was like silently commentating it around midnight, because I have nothing else better to do, and everyone that I know is asleep, because I'm a freaking night owl, and you can't do anything about it, right? But I'm just like we see her journey now, and I'm just like, oh no. And then we have like, it's not Doom Patrol, because that's a DC thing, right? And I know this because I watch freaking Teen Titans. No, just Teen Titans, the 2003 cartoon, not Titans, that's on HBO, or even Teen Titans Go. Is it? No, it's Damage Control, right? Or Doom Control, whatever they're calling it, right? That guy that showed up in freaking Spider-Man No Way Home, because, oh, you kind of acted this and blah 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 and superhero identity and stuff like that. Okay. So that guy shows up from freaking Spider-Man No Way Home, and oh boy, is that gonna cause so much conflict already, right? And like, I don't know, because I don't know, for me, I'm gonna go so out of order here. So that last scene with Kamala Khan, right? And after hearing about, her mom saying that, oh, what do you wanna think about the person that you're gonna be, right? Do you wanna be raised good, like how we raised you, or do you wanna be, in my interpretation, a Captain Marvel wannabe? Or as the show said it, a cosmic in the clouds sort of thing. I don't know. I just thought of it as a Captain Marvel wannabe and everything like that, right? Because I'm a flippin' weirdo. There goes my chances of getting freaking sponsored by anyone else. Although, on a side note, someone sponsor me, please. I am broke AF and I need money and I ain't getting not enough from the $15 that Anchor gives me this entire runtime of my podcast career. So, anyway, yeah, back to Kamala Khan. Her, thinking, you see her thinking about her, what her mom said to her, right? And then immediately falls on the bed, plays with her bangles, and then finds out that she has freaking cosmic powers similar to freaking Captain Marvel. Oh, jeez. You think she would learn from this one experience that kind of blew up on social media in the MCU, right? But no. She's like, oh, I have these powers. I have these powers and everything like that, right? I'm gonna use the heck out of them. I just realized Mom Mike is weird. I'm sorry. So, yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know. Sorry, my mic got a bit funky. But yeah, and I'm just like, okay. So, like Kamala Khan really, in this episode anyway, really reminded me of my sister a lot because she would be the type that would want to sneak out and everything like that, right? And would want to go out, and not really focus on school that much, or at least during pandemic anyway. And I can see my sister relating so much to Kamala Khan, and I think she would actually like the show because it's coming out of age and teen drama, and she loves that sort of thing. I am not personally a fan of that sort of thing. I'm not a fan of coming out of age because it gets boring. Okay? It's boring. I don't know how I was able to watch all those romantic anime high school sort of things, right? I don't know. Maybe it's because anime does a good well of handling emotions than live action TV shows. I don't know. I don't know. I'm weird. And also because pretty pictures are better than real life people sometimes, okay? That's just my take. But yeah, my sister would probably like Ms. Marvel for the sole reason that it's a coming out of age show. So yeah. And I hope Kamala Khan learns her lesson and maybe learns from that experience of, hey, you should be a responsible person in general and be raised like you should, be a positive member of society. And I get it with in the beginning of the episode, right? We see her teacher that I don't know the name of and I personally do not care for. Because, I mean, he just shows up for one scene and gets mentioned twice, right? But the teacher was like, you need to start learning thinking about your future. And I just had that sudden flashback of remembering, oh yeah, they made me talk about this a lot, and I didn't like it. I didn't hated it completely to the point where I'm like, I want to rebel. No, I was that weird one. I'm a weird ki I was a weird. I still am technically. Me, I never really had a normal high school experience, right? Because it got ruined by freaking COVID. Woo! So yeah, my high school year was totally ruined, and technically to an extent my junior year was completely ruined because of COVID. So, yeah, COVID sucks. Wear your masks. Get vaccinated. do whatever you need to do to be safe. COVID can still kill people, in case people don't know that. But yeah, because my, I don't know, my high school experience, right, was very, like, so narrow in a sense where I would hang out with the same group of people every day and everything like that. And, you know, even then, so I was a loner. I felt like a loner because, well, no one really wanted to talk to me, so there we go. And I'm not calling people out. It just felt like that, okay? And, like, you know, like, at least Kamala Khan has best friends, and I don't. I never did. I had best friends, or at least I thought they were my best friends until I find out that they weren't and kind of disappeared from my life, which is totally fine and everything like that. But, yeah, no. You know. So, yeah, my high school experience sucked, but back to Kamala Khan, let's not make this about me too much. You know, she, at least she has her friends, and I think sort of tension with the guy that I totally forgot the name of because I'm watching this at night, and I'm probably going to forget regardless until I watch a breakdown video, because I'm a flipping weirdo. So, yeah, some tension. Let's not question it and move on. You know, yeah, I'm just like, well, at least I'm like the whole time, right? Well, at least you didn't have to do like online school and able to go to a public school setting. You ungrateful son of a bitch. And I don't know, maybe I'm just being like, I'm still salty over my year. I'm still salty, okay? Just because I had my graduation in the freaking Angel Stadium does not mean I had a good year, okay? I talked about it before. I was depressed. I'm still depressed. Yeet. But yeah, Miss Marvel, Kamala, you know, the one thing that I appreciated was, you know, her culture, in a sense where, like, you know, we get to see that Pakistani culture and everything like that, which, you know, nothing more, what am I saying, that, it's late at night, I'm sorry, for me, when I'm recording this episode, I'm sorry, what's it called, there's nothing wrong with needing more of it, there, I'm tired, anyway, but yeah, I'm just, like, the whole time thinking, you know, like, oh, well, it's nice that they kind of touched upon it and everything like that, right? You know, and I do hope that, like, I'm pretty sure her culture is going to go develop the story and her character arc more, you know, with her not balancing, trying to figure out who she is and everything like that, and hopefully stop being a Captain Marvel wannabe, even though personally I don't like Captain Marvel because of just how she is, and she reminds me, like, female, like, Superman, but more super instead of a man, and blah, I don't know, I'm just like, because she's OP, but no freaking characteristics, and no flaws, and stuff like that, and I'm just like, yeah, no, sorry, nope, I like my female character with a bunch of flaws, please, I like all my characters with a bunch of flaws, and mental breakdowns, and everything like that, because at least I know I'm not alone. So there we go. I've said it. I'm gonna move on now. Yeah. And, you know, just like her journey for this episode, you know, it's just the starting point, right? You know, we see her developing a sick, awesome plan to go to AvengerCon. That I know that Marvel will heavily take advantage of that. Or not. I don't know. Yeah, I know that the Avengers are a big deal, but they're also owned by Disney. So, yeah, they're not to consider. So if you wanted an Avengers Con, just go to freaking Avengers Campus. Or any of the movie premieres. Or D23 Expo. Because of haha copyright. Yeah, so due to copyright, this is a thing now. I mean, I'm pretty sure Avengers Con is going to happen, and then they're actually going to make a meta joke about it and actually have Avengers Con in New Jersey because of Ms. Marvel. And nothing wrong with meta jokes, am I right? You know, the whole time I'm, like, thinking, this is a Disney joke, and because of Reflections from Mulan, and how, like, oh, they're kind of it's like, oh, here's the mandatory Disney joke because Disney owned by Marvel, so they're not to consider. Yeah. So yeah, just her plan of it being super elaborate. I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. In my opinion, anyway. I do like the character so far. I love Kamala's family. I like her friend group. The supposed mean girl that I totally forgot the name because they're also like the same to me. Mean girls, okay. I'm gonna get this out of the way. I feel like having like a mean girl kind of overrated. And I'm not saying because of the movie Mean Girls, it felt like a staple in teen dramas, right? I'm not saying don't make it a thing, but like, I was scared of it, like, oh, it's like the mean girl and everything like that, right? And I'm just like, we don't need the mean girl. We already have like conflicts with her family and her as a person in general. And now these cosmic powers that she seem to be getting, right? So we don't need the mean girl, but they decided to put it anyway because it's a teen drama, and every teen drama has a mean girl. And I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. On a side note, what was I supposed to say here? I forgot. I forgot. I don't know. I think this is just the stepping stone to Kamala. And everything like that in her journey so far, and I hope by episode 6, I hope that she actually changes into a better person and not come full circle and act just how she was in episode 1. Is that too much to ask? Yeah. You tell I'm tired. I don't know anymore. Let's see, what else to point out that is not related to Miss Marvel, but I like the production of the show. The music slaps. Marvel, in my opinion, has one of the best, like, movie music choices, soundtracks, whatever the case may be, right? And yet, I don't listen to them on my free time. I don't. Because my music taste right now on YouTube is freaking Vocaloid. Which I actually really like anyway. Yeah, I've been listening to so much Vocaloid that it's not even funny. And I also like Project Sekai, so there's also that to consider. But yeah, so since my music taste has been Vocaloid lately, no, it's been like it's been like that for I don't know how long now. But yeah, well, I try to listen to Marvel's movie soundtracks now and then, I listen to a Marvel OST if I feel like it. Yeah, the music surprisingly slaps in this one episode. I hope they can keep doing more. I want more music. The music is actually redeeming this episode for me because of just how I don't know. Kamala Khan just seems like that teenager, right? That, is obsessed with the Avengers and everything like that. Which now in this day and age, people embrace that sort of thing. That the whole Avengers Con thing is like, it's there and everything like that. But I feel like people, like, it feels like obligation. I don't know. It feels like, oh, it's a, like it feels totally okay for you to like comics and Marvel movies and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure back in the day, when comics came out, I wouldn't be surprised if people thought comics were a bad thing. And they're not. Sometimes they have questionable stuff in it, right? But I think now, like, it's more being widely accepted worldwide and everything like that, that, comics are actually a pretty good read. And if you're into that sort of thing, you're into that sort of thing. And no one's gonna have to judge you for it. And that's totally fine. Like, no one's gonna shame on you for reading comics now. And I'm like, okay, I get it's like a teenage drama and you want to do like a realistic sort of setting sort of thing. But if you want to add, if it's going to be realistic, then it's going to be people liking, like, you know, liking what Kamala likes, right? But no, since we need to have conflict in this show, because if we don't, we don't. Even though there's already like so much conflict already, then having the point, the aspect of like people not liking her because she is a comic fan, because not comic fan, because she loves the Avengers so much, she really likes Captain Marvel and everything like that, right? And you know, is obsessed over, you know, the Avengers, Endgame, the events of what happened in Endgame, and everything like that, right? You know, like already there's like so much going on with this show, like yo, like yeah, like her superpowers and everything like that. Like, you know, I feel like even without her peers not liking the fact, not liking, like finding Kamala Khan a weirdo, right? You know, I feel like the same energy, it like maybe more of like more of an evidence toward like her parents, right? You know, like she, like it would have been more of a better argument if she would be like, but everyone loves it, so like, you know, like everyone likes the Avengers right now. And like, you know, like it's gonna be a worldwide thing and it's gonna be very historic, the first Avengers Con in New Jersey and everything like that. I feel like either like I feel like it didn't really matter whether or not people liked the Avengers or not, because I feel like it's gonna be the same thing. What, like, you know, like, you know, obviously her parents are not gonna agree with what she's saying, right? But like, you know, like I feel like, I don't know, I feel like, oh, like if you add like people like the Avengers, right? You know, like I feel like it wouldn't make too much of big of a difference, and I get it, and actually it would enforce Kamala character arc even more. But you know, I respect Marvel and what they do, and I hope they're doing it. Like, I get the, I also get like why they made Kamala, you know, like in a loner, if you will, and how like she's kind of like bullied by everyone else in her school because, you know, she likes superheroes and everything like that, which I'm like, okay, no, I get it. But it could also worked if you have everybody liking these superheroes and everything like that, and you know, would convince her parents to actually take her to go to Avenger Con, right? Now, okay, the Hulk cosplay, oh my goodness. I'm like thinking this is one of the most hilarious and the most wholesome things I have seen for Marvel since, I don't know. When, like, is it the first wholesome family Marvel moment that we've gotten at all? Come on, at least this year. No, I mean, we had like Wanda in Multiverse of Madness with her kids, Wanda 838, right? But even then, so the ice cream song was creepy, and the fact that Danny Elfman made that intentional also made it really creepy, which nothing wrong against creepy, it's just that ice cream song is very creepy, and the fact that Danny Elfman wrote it just made it even more sense. Anyway, so the Asian parent disappointment thing. Let's talk about Asian parents, shall we? Now, yes, her being Pakistani does make her Asian. Which, cool. I don't know. I never really, okay, personally for me, because I grew up with people looking like me, right? I never really thought of Indian, Pakistani people as Asians before. I never did. I feel like I'm gonna be called a racist here. Okay, because like when you're used to something that looks like you, right? And then you kind of associate this thing that looks like you, right? You're like, oh, these people look like me because we're part of this group and whatever, right? And then you see another group of people that kind of don't look like you at all, but they say that they're in the same group as you. I'm sorry. My brain, then, I was like confused and just, what? And I'm like, this doesn't make sense and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, Asians are Asians. Asia is a big continent in general. And I accept Indian and Pakistani and technically to an extent Middle Eastern people as Asians. I accept that now in my brain. Okay. I sound like I'm mean. I'm really not here. I'm tired. I am recording this very late at night, so there we freaking go. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I see it now. I mean, the map is there. There's evidence to support it. I'm gonna be dumb and just gonna accept everything now. Until, you know, people say, oh, no, blah, 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 no, 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 and just stupid arguments that I don't have the time to mentally deal with them, right? Since because Ms. Marvel is technically Asian, I can make these Asian remarks and jokes because I can and I want to, and I don't care what you all say. This is just a podcast full with a bunch of opinions that you, I'm going to be surprised, already disagreed with already, right? But yeah, what's it called? And just, it hit home for me. I mean, to be fair, I wasn't the rebellious kid. I was very obedient. Go figure, right? I was like obedient. I did my grades. I'm just gonna I always just thought of like finishing school, right? High school at least, to make my parents somewhat proud of me before they realized I dropped out of college because I'm a big dumb dumb. I hate the pandemic so much right now. I say hated the pandemic, but the pandemic's already happening. It's screw life, okay? Anyway, so yeah, and I'm thinking Kamala's dad dressing up as a Hulk and all green painted and everything like that and having this Hulk cosplay, and I'm like, this is exactly, maybe hypothetically, my dad would do. This would be something my dad would do. Not. I don't know, but like, I would see him doing it, but then realistically, I know he wouldn't, and everything like, but like, my dad would try really hard, you know, like, Kamala's dad is literally like my dad, and I'm like, he's like, technology and everything like that, right? He thinks that technology is so wonderful, and I would know this. Okay, story time. So, my dad, sometime last year, my dad bought a camera for my house, right? A security camera for my house, right? Because he is so paranoid out of his own mind. I don't blame him though. I mean, he decided to put a bunch of gates over my windows. No, all the windows in my house right now have gates over them. Because, sure, okay. So, he bought the security camera for my house and everything like that, right? Because he thought it would be a good idea to protect me and my entire family. And I get it, but we don't have anything interesting in our house that would be actually stolen. I don't know, maybe like a pot or something. I don't know. I'm like thinking, who really wants to come to our house? Who really wants to rob at our house and everything like that? Right? And yet somehow he was able to have like a bunch of rats in our house. True story, by the way. Even with all the bunch of security that he has in our house. And I'm like, Dad, I think you're being paranoid. And he's like, Nope, I'm not. I am not paranoid. I am putting a bunch of security over our house, and you guys are just going to have to accept it. And I'm like, okay, fine. So, and he's like, oh, this technology is so wonderful. It's so great. It looks over at our house when we're sleeping, which technically sounds creepy, but I'm like, okay, cool. And then immediately, a couple weeks after, he decides to not use it anymore because he did not know how to use it. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Dad, you should know how to use it. You should have read, you should have done research on this thing, right? But he didn't. And then on a side note, he got mad at me for because of a camera that technically doesn't work because I have no idea what I'm doing with it, right? He was like, here is your camera for your car to in case you get into an accident again. And I'm like, cool. And then it keeps telling me to enter SD card, right? But the funny thing is, the SD card, I think I had it, and then it just wouldn't register with the car, and I'm like, okay, whatever, right? Then he got mad at me for not knowing how to use it for an entire year, by the way. And he just, like, this year was like, teach me how to use your car so I have a camera for my car. And I'm like thinking, I don't know how to use this camera. I never did. I mean, it was kind of straightforward, but like, I never really had the need to use it, right? And I'm like, I don't know how this thing works. It keeps telling me to put an SD card in, and it's not working. And I'm like, get me a camera that I know that I can use pretty well. And I'm like, I didn't even buy this. My mom told my cousin to buy it for me. And then he just got really angry because I don't know how to use a camera, and I just have so much anxiety over this sort of thing. Yay! But yeah, where was I going with this? Oh yeah, Kamala's dad. My dad and Kamala's dad would have been friends, low-key, because of their daughters and why we suck. Anyway, so yeah, it just reminded me of that so much. And then my mom and like Kamala's mom being like my mom and be like, you need to think about college, you need to think about reality, you need to think about getting a job, you need to think about how to be successful and everything like that. And then giving me the whole college is the greatest way for you to live out life. Almost every single YouTuber I know went to college and then went on YouTube. I think that says a lot. So, yeah, I'm just like thinking, bruh, what? I'm like, I like, part of me wants to live in a life where I can podcast bi-weekly and get paid a bunch of money for it, right? I know that ain't happening anytime soon, but like, I can kind of relate to like living in your own world versus, reality and everything, right? And since the whole Asian stigma, if you will, and I can say this because I'm Asian and I don't care what you all say, like being Asian, like it has the sort of pressure, from, society and everything like that, of being, oh, you're really smart, you're gonna do smart stuff, and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, I'm failing at life right now, I'm freaking depressed. And all my other friends are probably in Harvard and stuff like that. And they're in college and they're much successful than me. I'm lame. So, like I can relate to that a lot and everything like that. And just like Kamala's family, they're wholesome, and I mean they are, but they're also they have like they have standards for Kamala, and I can relate to that sort of thing. I'm still technically a teen, I think, even though I'm like I'm of age, if you will. I'm still a teen. I still have to, I'm still dealing with all these things. I'm still dealing with the fact that my parents are low-key disappointed in me because I didn't go to college, or I didn't go to college. I dropped out of college and everything like that because, college is stressful and high school don't teach you how to live college. They don't. They don't. They don't. They don't. Oh, pass these classes and hopefully you don't fail the test. Whoa. So, like I get it. And then like just the whole, just like Kamala's dad really hit me when he's like sad about like not going to AvengerCon with Kamala, right? And I'm like thinking, "Oh no, I'm getting memories every time like my dad would ask me, "Hey, do you want to go to the Swami?" And I would say no. And he would be slightly sad because I said no, because I'm like growing up or whatever the case may be, right? So, If this episode has taught me anything, is to spend time with your parents, right? Don't take them for granted, and value your family and traditions and everything like that. Value your family, value your time with them, because who knows what would happen, right? Also, on a side note, I like the animation graffiti in this episode. I thought that was a very, very nice touch on Marvel's part, and it just kind of make the scenes not so boring, and you can actually visualize, all the different type of Captain Marvels and everything like that. So yeah, moral of this episode of the Lone Wolf here, spend time with your family, value your traditions and customs, whatever the case may be, right? Hopefully Miss Marvel gets better. I still don't like Captain Marvel as a character. And there's gonna be so many conflicts from now on. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Lone Wolf Podcast. I will be back with Miss Marvel episode 6, so in about like 5 weeks from now. I will talk about episode 6 and technically the whole series as a whole. Yeah, I will be talking about Miss Marvel as a whole later down the line. The show will be bi-weekly because I have no idea what the heck I'm doing. And yeah, if you wanna stay updated with me, even though I don't update about my life because I'm bored AF, I mean, if you want to, my social media is down below at wolfthelone90@gmail.com. My email is wolfthelone90@gmail.com. I don't know why I'm like this. I think I need to go to bed. I need to go to bed soon. Oh yeah, so my email is wolfthelone90@gmail.com. My social media is at thelonewolfpod on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm so sorry. Anyway, I have three ways you can financially support me on for the podcast. I have my merch store linked down below. It's very basic stuff. I try to do like limited edition stuff, but then it failed miserably. So I'm like, if anyone wants the Spider-Man, Spider-Wolf merch, yay. If you want it, I'll send you a link. If you don't, that's fine. Yeah, so my merch is down below. Hoodies, shirts, stuff like that. You can't. Please buy them, because I'm broke. You can donate me every single month. You can donate me $1, $5, or $10 a month. I don't care about the amount. If you can literally donate to me $1 a month, that is perfectly okay with me. But I get it. People are broke. People are lazy. People just don't want to spend their money on me. And that is totally okay. That is absolutely 100% okay. I get that COVID is still affecting lives. I get that people are still unemployed. I get that people don't want to spend time with me, and that's totally okay. So the free way to financially support me on this podcast is just to listen to my episodes back to back wherever you get your podcasts at, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, on Anchor, here on Anchor, or Google or CastBox or iHeartRadio, technically. I'm on Amazon. Yay, Jeff Bezos kind of owns me, but not really, because I own the copyright to this podcast, and I don't care what you all say. Really tired. So yeah, if you're following me on whatever podcast thing you use, whether it's on Apple, Spotify, Google, Anchor, CastBox, Amazon, please give a rating and review if you can do it, or just share this podcast to anyone who might be interested in Miss Marvel or whatever I say on this freaking show that I own the rights to. So yeah, please give this a rating and review. Please share it to anyone that you know who might be interested in this sort of thing, who might be interested in an Asian babbling about stuff. Yeah. On a side note, I want to collab with Scott Lang now. I don't care how much. Okay, Actually, I do care about how much money I need to get Paul Rudd on this podcast and be Scott Lang for about 2 hours or so. But I would love to collab with Scott Lang because he has a freaking podcast now. I'm like, dude, I want to collab with him. Oh no, wait, he's famous. I can't. I have no money. Paul Rudd is probably expensive to hire. So yeah, I want to collab with Paul Rudd. Or Scott Lang, or anyone. I really want to kickstart having a conversation with characters that you know and love already. But I'm broke. I need money. I need money to have these people on the podcast. Okay. I'm gonna be focused and stop this recording. Anyways. I hope you have a good Wednesday or whenever you're listening to this podcast. That I will howl at you guys later, and please stay safe out there.